Welcome to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk AM 1150. A fine summer day here in Seattle. Great day to take your dog for a walk.
Absolutely.
As long as the pavement's not too hot, though. The heat, telling you, it's like a constant vigilance. I know that my guest with me today in the booth, Randy Astrom, who's the owner of the Natural Pet Pantry, will agree with me. And Eric, you, I'm sure, as well.
You bet, yeah. Check that pavement.
Walking around in the parking lots, you're like looking for dogs, right?
Oh, yeah, it's, all the time.
Yeah.
We do post the temperatures.
Yeah. So the moral, again.
The mornings, the evenings, those are great times.
Yeah, just be careful with the heat. I was out on the coast this past weekend, the Washington coast, and I saw a dog in a car on the street, and I was like, terrible. But anyway, great day to take your dog for a walk. If it's hot where you are, just go in the morning or evening. Be careful of the pavement as well. Great show today. I have with me, as I mentioned earlier, Randy Astrom, who's the co-owner. She and her husband, Rolf, own the Natural Pet Pantry, raw and cooked food for dogs and cats. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So you have some exciting things going on with the Natural Pet Pantry. So we've had you on in the past, and I've talked a ton over the years about your food and how amazing it is and what a difference it makes for pets. And I know I've talked with Donna Kelleher on the show before, and we've talked about the importance of nutrition in health and how it really is probably the most important factor to health is good nutrition. Same is true for people, right? So dogs and cats are no exception as well, and you guys have an amazing food that's made locally here, both raw and cooked food, different formulas in each category. And you are making a little bit of a change, not in your formula, but in your ingredients. And so that's what sparked having you back on the show today, to talk about those changes and then also to just educate about food and raw feeding especially, and to give people out there some information about this as an option, especially as an alternative to kibble. So tell us about what your exciting change is in your ingredients.
Well, I am incredibly proud to announce, I think, our biggest goal, which was to have our produce portion of our product be USDA certified organic. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest problem was, our biggest concern was the expense, and would people receive it and understand why we went to a certified organic product. And it is also non-GMO. We were fortunate to find out about a new product that started in France, mm-hmm. called Ugly Organics. Mm-hmm. So the USDA certified organics that we use in our food are the cucumbers that aren't the same size as the ones that you might want to buy, or the carrots that are large or small. But the food that isn't pretty, because even though we shop in a store expecting this very earthy food, we still want it to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. So if you juice or grind, and we grind, it's the perfect product without really affecting our price, I mean, more than maybe 50 cents a pound. Mm-hmm. So that part was really exciting, because we've looked and we've looked and we've looked, and it was always an expensive proposition until this sort of new trend came along.
Mm-hmm. So it's putting to use food that is perfectly wonderful. It's just not as pretty as the other organic food, and therefore doesn't get bought in stores.
Yeah, actually gets wasted.
Mm. Yeah, I saw something recently about how much food is wasted. It was like, I didn't even watch a full show about it, but I think I just like came across a minute or two of it. And it was maybe a documentary someone had done, and it was just like insane amounts of food that just get thrown out all the time. So the biggest thing with going organic is that they're tested to have certified organic means that they're tested for pesticides?
Yeah, for pesticide residue.
Okay.
It takes about 7 years for a farm to turn its soil over to be inspected and become USDA certified, mm-hmm. which is an expensive process for many small farmers. We want to know that the ground that the food is coming out of contains little or no pesticides. It's something that is important both in the human world and the animal world. And unfortunately, in the last, I don't know, many years, probably less than 100 years, we've accepted food that is poor quality and there's nothing real about it. It's manufactured food. So we're going back to a more simplistic way of creating a food that is species appropriate for dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you've said over very consistently over time and that I've heard in conversations with vets that I've had on the show, especially holistic vets, is immune system, right? Like,
oh,
so,
yeah.
So the whole, like, okay, so we're talking about raw food or your cooked stew also is actual food that is just ground and frozen. So, of course, specifically formulated for dogs or cats so that you're getting all of the nutrients and all of the right ratios and all that. Ground and frozen, and that's all that's happening to it. And comparing that, I know when I'm talking, especially with my clients, my training clients, I always talk about food. And, you know, I'll ask to see their bag of food, and it's a bag of some sort of kibble. And I, you know, just get a handful of it. And it's like, okay, well, like, you know, look at it. It's just brown pellets. And compare that to what a chicken breast looks like or an apple looks like, right? So your food actually looks like food. And we were talking before the show about the idea, and I've talked about this before over the years, that the idea that there's a category called dog food and a category called people food is ridiculous. Because turkey's turkey.
Right. There's duck, just food.
Duck meat is duck meat, right? There's not like people ducks and pet ducks. I mean, as far as food production goes, the difference actually would be if it's pet quality would be that it's parts that are not fit for human consumption and not in an ugly organics way.
Correct. It would be a rendered food.
Yeah. So this, like, and I have people a lot, I'll be like, well, what do you feed, you know, and what kind of food do you feed? And a lot of times, oh, well, we do not feed our dog people food. Like, I'm going to be happy to hear that, right? And I'm like, well, and it's just an opportunity to educate, because most people, certainly my clients, and I, you know, a lot of people that would listen to this show are really, they're trying to do their best for their pet. But the, you know, for the past 100 years, we've been kind of brainwashed in a way to think that what we should feed is this highly processed food because the other stuff is dangerous. Or because it's, you know, oh no. And then also, like, never, you know, oh, don't switch your dog's food, or like all of this stuff that people have just been sort of, that they've heard because of the marketing that happens. And there's a lot of it, and also through their vets.
Correct. One of the things that I think is really important with this warm weather is that up to 70% of their water for a dog or a cat comes from their food.
Mm.
And they can't possibly make that up in drinking bowl after bowl after bowl of water. It has to enter what we say at the cellular level. So when you are feeding real food, mm-hmm. you also know that your animal is hydrated for weather like this.
Mm-hmm. So back to what I said about the immune system. So food is one of the most important, certainly, factors to overall health for anybody. It's how we get our nutrients to fuel the body, to run the body, to repair injury, to build, you know, et cetera, right? So, and this has been said over the years by many different people on the show, is that 70% of the immune system is actually located in the digestive tract. So how important it is for overall immune function to have a healthy digestive tract. And one of the biggest culprits to a compromised digestive tract and therefore immune system is this highly processed food.
Yeah, it isn't food.
Right.
There's nothing bioavailable. The body doesn't, it can't absorb anything. And typically we're starting out with pets that have been over-vaccinated, or been given many, many, many antibiotics and steroids. So we're starting out with weak immune systems, and then they have them on dry food or what we call kibble, and they can't break it down. And their body cannot be nourished from cereal.
Right.
And in order to start to rebuild, because typically we are rebuilding unless you've been a long-time feeder of real food, in order to do that, we have a lot of work ahead of us. In some cases, you'll see a difference in a dog in a week, some dogs a month, and some dogs it could take 6 months to a year. It just depends on how broken down their immune system is. Mm-hmm. But the difference is dramatic.
So how long does it generally take? We'll get to some stories later, some specific stories, and I certainly have enough to share as well. But So what would be, I know you said allergies is a huge one. So if somebody's listening from wherever they're listening from and they're like, raw food diets are actually, people food for dogs? Really? And, you know, they're looking at their bag of whatever that they bought from wherever that's just, you know, brown pellets, hopefully not colored. And they're like, oh, interesting that's an option and that could really benefit my dog. Oh, but my dog has allergies, or, you know, so that's a really common one, and that's actually one of the most common diseases, I guess, that can be really helped with raw feeding is like itchiness. I mean, I just had a dog they switched to Natural Pet Pantry a few months ago, two dogs actually, but she was so itchy, constantly itchy, 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 and just switching the food made a massive difference with her. And you said that, and I heard this too, that one of the biggest reasons that dogs are surrendered to shelters is because of itching.
Yeah, people are annoyed by the sound. They're obviously, it's not budget friendly, because what do? They don't look at food. They're feeding dog food. That's what you're supposed to feed dogs, right? Something out of a bag, which is not right. But eventually those vet bills just add up to the point where people are so frustrated and they just can't deal with it anymore. And so the dog is surrendered. And it's heartbreaking because it doesn't have to happen. It is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about food.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Randy Astrom, who's one of the owners of the Natural Pet Pantry, raw and cooked food for dogs and cats. You can find them online at naturalpetpantry.com. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.
Yo, healthy food, boy, it tastes so good. Me want healthy, dude, cause me eat healthy food. Me love it, boiled for stew.
The Natural Pet Pantry is Seattle's original source for wholesome dog and cat meals, offering 8 different protein options to accommodate your pet's dietary needs. Made locally using all U.S.-sourced ingredients, their freshly ground stews, raw or cooked, can be purchased from their 2 stores in Burien and Kirkland, most independent pet supply stores, or delivered right to your door. Go to naturalpetpantry.com for more information. I'm Julie Forbes, and my first choice for my pet's food is the Natural Pet Pantry. It's the educated choice.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, we cover the world of animals. This week, July 19th, it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Doug Yearout. Dr. Doug's my favorite holistic vet, the expert on homeopathy for animals. He's got a class 4 laser and will tell us all about it and what it can be used for. He treats all animals, reptiles, and birds, so call us with your animal medical care questions. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a 2-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com. Hey, Dog Show fans. Does something stink in your home or car? Pure Air is a powerful odor eliminator that is the only natural, food-grade product in its category. It works on bedding, kennels, litter boxes, urine, vomit, poop, even skunk spray. You know, all the fun smells our pets bring into our home. It's so non-toxic that you can literally eat it, a requirement for our home and our dogs. Spray Pure Air on anything you can put water on and let your nose watch the odor disappear. Ask for Pure Air in stores that specialize in natural, non-toxic products for home. Or visit dogradioshow.com for a link to their website. I'm Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Show. Pure Air is the only odor eliminator you'll find in my home. You'll love it.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You feel just great if you need some healthy food.
Eric, that sounds like it's actually being sung by a dog.
Close. It was the Cookie Monster.
Okay.
Between eating cookies, he also takes a break for some healthy food,
okay.
Which is what we're talking about on the show today.
That is somehow perfect that it's the Cookie Monster. Not quite a dog, but...
Right. But if a dog could talk, he might sound like
the Cookie Monster. Who is singing that?
Eric? He's saying, healthy food, me love it.
Oh, nice. Eric's a musical genius. In many ways. All right, we're back talking with Randy Astrom, who's one of the owners of the Natural Pet Pantry. You can find them online at naturalpetpantry.com. They have two locations here in Seattle. They have a store in Burien and a store in Kirkland. And you can find the locations on their website. Also offer home delivery in the greater Seattle area, and also available in many quality pet stores around Western Washington. So we're talking in the first segment, and if you've missed any part of this show or any of our over 300 episodes, you can find them all archived on our website, dogradioshow.com. You can also go to iTunes and download for free as a free audio podcast. So in the first segment, Randy and I were talking about the shift that you've made, like now, to using certified organic produce in your foods, which is awesome. There means that they're tested for pesticide residues and don't have any. And we were talking about, you know, well, why feed raw food or cooked food? You know, what's wrong with kibble? So we talked a little bit about that. And by kibble, I mean like the dry food that you get in the bag, wherever, the brown pellets. And we were talking about the processing and how it's so highly processed. And I'd like to get a little bit more into that and just mention that again, because we were talking about the immune system and how, you know, I mean, it kind of all comes down to the immune system, right? The body's ability to take care of itself, to fight off toxins or repair damage or get better when you're sick or whatever, right? Immune function, and how nutrition is probably the most important factor. And I would say the only thing I think that comes close would be stress. That impacts immune system, and I think it's true for animals too. But how important nutrition is, and how actually not just so that the body, the cells of the body, are getting the nutrients that they need to function the way that they're supposed to, but also that actually the immune system is mostly located in the digestive tract. So directly impacts the immune function if the digestive tract is thrown off. And so many animals suffer from really, really compromised digestive tracts as a result of certainly due to other things, but these highly processed foods. It throws off the balance of bacteria and all that kind of stuff. And how your food really helps to heal the digestive tract so that the body can heal itself.
Right. One of the things that we have to start off with, if a dog's been on a processed diet, is starting to add good bacteria to the gut and to balance out the gut. And we can do that with probiotics. We can do that with fermented foods. But we need to start to build the gut to be healthy, to absorb food the proper way. Basically, you can look up, it's called leaky gut syndrome. Both humans and animals suffer from that because we don't take care of our digestive tract. And that's where we have to receive the food. And if we can't break down food, we're then not getting anything from it. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I would tell people is that you want a food, well, ideally raw. And however, not all dogs do well on raw. Some dogs do better on cooked stews. Some dogs, I mean, they're individuals. You know, it's not always one size fits all. But to find a food that you can actually look at the label, which you can look at a Natural Pet Pantry label, and understand every single ingredient. Nothing is synthetic. The body understands that it's being nourished, and it takes that food in. And we always make that joke about smaller stools. Well, I think one of the funniest things that ever happened was converting a customer's pet from a processed diet to our raw diet. She came back into our Kirkland store and she said, "Everything's going great, except now my dog eats his stool." And I go, "What do you mean your dog eats his stool?" And she said, "Well, I don't know. There used to be a lot, and now there isn't very much stool." And I started to laugh, and I said, "That's because the dry food that you were putting into your dog was coming right out, same way it came in, looking basically the same way. And now that your dog is on a raw diet, the body's saying, hey, wow, look."
Mm-hmm. Sucking it up.
Exactly. Yeah. So literally what comes out is just what the body doesn't need, which is the waste.
Yeah.
And sometimes it turns a funny gray color. But when she told me that her dog was eating stool.
There's so much less poop now. The dog must be eating like half of it.
Right.
That's funny.
Right.
Yeah, that is, you know, and that's something that's a really good point. I'm glad you said that because, you know, what does that tell you if you're feeding a processed food that's, you know, lots of filler and really that's really not digestible, and then it passes through the digestive tract and comes out in this big, stinky, wet, big, stink, right? Poop. And that, well, what does that mean? If so much is coming out, what's staying in? And then also the amount of water that it's stealing from the body. So not only is the dog not getting water from the food, but it's sucking a bunch of water out as it's passing through.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's very taxing on the organs, especially the pancreas. We have to look at some of the diseases that we see in especially different breeds, whether it's Addison's or Cushing's, you know, any of these immune, autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. I mean, right away, the word autoimmune, weak immune system, mm-hmm. the body is attacking itself. The body has no way to protect itself. So when we all of a sudden show people that people food, you feed people food, I think they're afraid because they might be eating like macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. They're not eating kale and they're not eating a protein or an apple, so when people say, "What do you mean you feed people food?"
Right.
So we're talking about whole natural foods.
Right.
We're not talking about a food that has been processed to make it.
Right. We're not talking about Taco Bell.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
We're talking about farmer's market. When we say people food for dogs.
Whole food.
Right.
One ingredient.
Right.
Just one.
Yeah. So now you said we were talking a little bit about allergies, and really what the word that you like to say is sensitivities, and that's one of the most common things that you talk to people about. And I also wanted to mention that Natural Pet Pantry does offer free consultations. So if somebody would like to learn more or is sort of considering it but isn't sure, that they're welcome to get in touch and learn more and to talk to somebody about their dog and talk about their concerns or questions and or see, well, you know, which formula should I start with? Or so what do you recommend for people? Is there a way to introduce raw to a dog. So someone's been feeding their dog kibble for 5 years and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't think I was supposed to feed people food. I thought I was only supposed to feed kibble and never change it because that's what so many people are told. And they want to switch. How do you recommend that they do that? I assume slowly?
For some dogs, slowly. You can start with the gut flora, whether it's that probiotic. I love Answers goat's milk. I mean, it's not a product I make, but I love it. And then we start slowly introducing the food. Now, I must mention, because this is funny, when people come in for raw food, the first thing they say to me is, okay, so I have to take it home and cook it?
Right.
So, no, we feed the food raw.
Right.
And then we find out that many, many, many dogs have a chicken sensitivity. And that's because if you look on dry food bags, the majority of people think, oh, chicken breast, it's healthy. So now we have to start by finding a protein that the dog has not been overexposed to. Then we also look at the type of dog. Is the dog, if you touch the inside flap of their ear, is it warm? Then that means that we need foods that cool. Is the dog more a dog that seeks the sun and a blanket? Then it might be a cool dog, so we need to warm the dog. Oftentimes, I would say we see more dogs that need to be cooled down. Mm-hmm. So duck or rabbit are cooling foods. Mm-hmm. And most often, we get larger breed dogs, so we start them on duck. And we do try to change the proteins. Eventually, those sensitivities can go away as the immune system gets stronger. We need to rotate what we feed, and we help you with that. You can call me on my cell, which is 206-850-0631, 7 days a week. Because when you have a problem, it could be Sunday at 4 o'clock. So pick up the phone and we can help you with that. But we want to see a lot of rotation. And the reason for that is that we receive different amino acids from different foods. And in order to build that immune system, we must expose our dogs to different proteins. We don't want to see them on the same protein.
So with the rotation, is it like for every 4 to 6 weeks that you rotate? Or what do you say for a frequency of rotation?
Well, depending on the package size that somebody buys, let's say they buy a 2-pound package and they have, you know, a 10-pound dog, they might go through that in 3 weeks. Well, then maybe the next 2-pound size, they'll have another protein. But we believe in single source proteins. So if we do duck, let's say for a dog that's warm and we want to cool that dog down, we mean everything from the treats, every single thing that goes in that dog's mouth has to be a single protein duck cooling so that we can see where the sensitivities lie. Then once we've figured that out, we typically stay away from hot foods. That would be venison, that would be lamb, and that would be chicken.
So when you say hot and cold, you're referring to like Chinese medicine.
We want to balance the body. So if a dog's warm, we want to neutralize the body by adding cool.
So just to clarify for people, it's not temperature. It's in terms of, it's Chinese medicine, right?
Right. It's how the body,
okay,
how the body digests the food.
Like energetically or something.
Yeah. The yin and the yang.
Got it.
Yeah. But we help with that. That sounds a little bit complicated. It really isn't. It's that we try to stay on the track of single sources so that if there is a sensitivity, we can eliminate that source. Mm-hmm. And we can go for a different protein. But it's really easy. It's really, really easy. And even something as simple as rotating in maybe some extra organ meat one day or some extra goat's milk one day, it doesn't have to be complicated at all. And we do offer larger sizes, what we call breeder packs, which is 20 pounds and 5-pound bags and then 2-pound sizes. We do hand pack everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the food in its final state is not going through a machine. The other thing I really want to add is that when people try to do their own food, actually the worst diet in the world is usually a homemade cooked diet with no knowledge, because we cook like we cook for people. It's chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
It's potato. It's broccoli. There's no, where's the calcium? We have to have that the calcium to phosphorus ratio. So our food is tested in Portland to make sure that we meet the proper analysis for a healthy diet.
I was just talking with a client within the last few weeks about that, and they made their dog's food, which I don't come across a lot, and I think is wonderful that somebody's willing to put all that effort and be so conscientious about what they're feeding their pet, right? Because that's oftentimes half the battle. But that it was, it had been like nutritionally incomplete. You know, it was like chicken and rice or something like that, right? And maybe like carrots. But it's like, ooh, and only muscle meat, no organ meat, no bone, you know, and like really missing a lot of nutrients. So that is an important point, that if somebody is going to do homemade, that they need to make sure that they get a good recipe and they're not missing, you know, that they're getting everything, because that's bad.
Well,
bad news.
One of the things I also want to mention really quick is that when people think that you can give a dog a carrot, you can. It's a treat, but they can't break through the cellulose. Mm-hmm. So if you put a carrot in a bowl and a piece of broccoli and a piece of meat, they are not getting any nutrition from the vegetables. You have to break through that wall.
Yep.
And that means it's either ground finely or it's slightly cooked. They can't break it down.
Right.
So the other thing that we find that happens is freezing. People will make a big batch of food on a Sunday and stuff it all into their side-by-side, you know, freezer, refrigerator, and the core of the food never gets cooled down. Air must circulate.
Hmm.
You have to freeze food at minus 20. It is incredibly important. So stacking food after you've prepared it without airflow can be very dangerous.
Mm. As far as bacteria and stuff?
Right, not having the balance of bacteria. And having basically, when raw food thaws, we say 3 days. Well, if it's been thawed and it never does freeze, that's what's happening by freezing it.
Stacked up like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the worst things you can do.
Mm.
So if you're going to cook or do a raw diet at home, it needs to be something, either you need to have a separate chest freezer, but what people are finding is it's less expensive to go to a company like ours where we have our food analyzed and we're providing what they need. That's what's important. It's about balance. It's about rotation. It's about keeping it simple. And it's about how much time do you want to spend? And where is the product coming from? And are you buying the least expensive factory farmed meat that you can find in the clearance section? I mean, it's frustrating as a food manufacturer to see what people are shopping for to try to save a dime. Mm. Because in saving that dime, what are they really feeding? There's food and then there's food,
mm-hmm.
which is why we went to the certified organic.
Which just bumps you up even further as far as the quality goes. I know you and Rolf are really fierce about the quality of the food, which is why I love it and feel so confident recommending it, because I'm like, you can, and I've also been to where you make it and have seen how clean you keep it, and I've talked to you enough over the years that I know, and this is a great example where, like, if there's any place where you can ever improve it, you are doing it. So it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the difference that it makes. So let's talk about that, because I have seen over the years, you know, over a decade of feeding raw, seeing clients' dogs turn around, seeing life breathed back into older dogs who were failing, dogs who were miserable, itching all the time and had been for years, clearing up and not itching. I mean, it's just really remarkable, the difference. And so I know I'll start off with Lois, who is an old Dog Haven final refuge dog, who was, when Darcy and I were introduced to her, we were told that she was probably a hospice dog. So she was probably didn't have more than a couple months. They weren't sure, but that she had compromised breathing, was like 73 pounds or something like that, and she weighs 46 pounds now. So for a dog that small to be like 25 pounds overweight is a ton of extra weight for her. She's between 10 and 12 years old, and we were like, okay, well, we can take this dog in and give her a comfortable, loving home for the short amount of time that she has left, right? Well, we've had her for over a year now, and Natural Pet Pantry, you offered to feed her, and she's on the cooked stew, and she lost one of the concerns when I was talking with, talking about, you know, what to feed her rather than putting her on a prescription weight loss diet. I was like, no, I want her on Natural Pet Pantry because I know that that is going to take the weight off and it's going to make her the healthiest that she can be. And sure, you know, it took time. We didn't want to come off too fast, but she did. She lost every last pound of it to the point to where her vet was like, she's at her goal weight. She needs to not lose more weight. And so we bumped it up a little bit. But it's amazing. I mean, she was a hospice dog, and this dog is like robust and healthy and happy, and it's really incredible. And I've seen this. I love to see it in all dogs. I especially love to see it in older dogs because you just see their eyes clear up and they're, you know, they're sleeping better at night. And there's all of these things that people notice that they weren't even looking for. People are always commenting on her coat. Oh my gosh, her coat is so amazing. She's so soft and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, she's eating Natural Pet Pantry. So you've got some great stories to share about. And you guys are so generous. You really work with, I've seen the posts that you post on Facebook, and there's, you know, this dog who's just like rescued from wherever and is, you know, missing half the hair on his body and all this kind of stuff. And then you post these progressive pictures and to really see the body starting to heal as a result of this. So what are some stories that you know, the first couple that come to mind for you?
Well, that's Wiggles that you're talking about from Cosmopolis.
Yes.
And unfortunately, he was the victim of a meth house, living on the porch amongst garbage. And he just walked around town. So many people saw him. I don't understand that part of it. But Harbor Rescue came in. They're a phenomenal group, and he is or was being fostered by a gentleman named Wes. They met me in Olympia, and I just brought as much food as you can imagine, and we went with raw. Well, Wiggles' hair started to grow back so rapidly. I mean, he looked like he had no hair and he had scabs, and we're still it's a work in progress. I mean, he had one of the roughest lives I've ever seen. But the sweetest thing is he is thriving on a raw diet. And of course, Wes is a foster failure because he fell in love with Wiggles, and Wiggles is probably now, I would guess, he's 50 pounds, a husky lab mix. But actually, the feeding or giving back is something that's really important to me. And I don't see it a lot with companies like ours that deal with raw foods. It's heartbreaking. If everyone just gave a little bit. So the first dog I met was Juliet from Valhalla Rescue. And I met her at a dog kind of event. And she was wearing clothes. And I thought, oh, that's so funny. Look at this pit bull in this little ballerina dress. And they took the dress off, and she was nothing but skin and bones. And I just started to cry. She was left on a balcony in California, no water. She was pregnant. She had 9 puppies. 2 didn't survive. They fell from the deck. They brought the mom and the puppies here, and I was able to put so much weight back on Juliet that she just looks like a regular dog. And we did that with cooked stew. But after we fed Juliet, we started feeding Tika from Greyhound Inc. Out of Woodinville. And she was a dog that came off the racetrack that had tick disease or Lyme disease, anorexia. She had every possible thing wrong with her. They didn't think she was going to survive. She could hardly walk. And we fed her for about a year. And I think we put 16 pounds on her. And another foster failure. So she's living with Sue. But I could go on and on. Tenzo, Dexter, then there's Bear. What I do is I try to find the animals that need the nutrition the most. And that's my way of giving back. And, of course, they're almost never chihuahuas. They're always big dogs.
Right.
That my husband says to me, really? How many dogs are we feeding now? But it's the most rewarding feeling in the world to know that your food can actually save a life of a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know it must be so fulfilling to see the difference that, you know, the healing that it causes, where you're like, here, I'm going to provide this. You step in, feed this dog this food, and then to see the dog, I mean, the story of the, was it Juliet with the puppies on the deck? You know, I mean, to see a dog like that, where, I mean, the story rips your heart out, and then to see them really turn around like that. One of the things that I was thinking about in preparation for this show with you was how there's something, you know, we talk about the food and the nutrients and all that stuff. And there's also an energetic quality to the food that we feed, right? So the difference between something that's alive versus something that's dead. So a seed that's raw versus a seed that's roasted. The raw seed has more life force in it, right? But the other thing that I was thinking about is that how we love through cooking, like if, you know, how an, what an expression of love and nurturing food is. And that I think that the dogs, like, I think that was the case with Lois. Like, it's the nutrition, the food itself, that made such a difference for her, and the love, the like loving gesture that is to provide that quality, but specifically through food, because that's all over our culture. You get, you know, what do you do to express love for somebody is you cook them a really beautiful dinner that you spend a lot of time preparing. There's a lot of energy that goes into that. So it's kind of thinking about that factor that's certainly not measurable, but that how, since we're talking about food, what an amazing way to love your pet by feeding them what their body will thrive on.
Right. I always tell people that, well, typically people I deal with do love their animals a lot and they want the best. And I tell them if I handed them gold, but the dog was not in a loving home, the dog would never heal. So they've done the hardest. They have the hardest job, and I guess some ways the easiest job. They provide the love. Mm-hmm. So once the animal is in a positive, happy environment, now I can provide what the dog, the rest of what the dog needs.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the classes and events that you guys have coming up in your, at your Kirkland store. And I also have some trivia. I teased you that I was going to make you do some dog trivia. So we're going to do that too when we come back. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.
Wish your dog didn't hate going to the vet? Wish you were welcomed by a team who cared? Jet City Animal Clinic is an enjoyable respite from the same old thing. Dr. Anderson and her team have created a full-service facility that combines veterinary expertise with a comfortable style. Jet City Animal Clinic is located in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood on 12th Avenue across from Seattle U. Bring your crazy questions, odd ideas, and alternative thinking. Jet City Animal Clinic will work with you to keep your furry family members healthy and happy. Traditionally educated with an open mind, call us at 206-329-0253 or email info@jetcityanimalclinic.com to make an appointment. Jet City Animal Clinic, a unique approach to the health care of your urban pet, a local family practice. jetcityanimalclinic.com.
Pure Air's powerful formula lets you eliminate pet odors safely. It's strong enough to effectively get rid of smells like urine, plus stronger odors like those that can be caused by illness. Pure Air is safe enough to spray directly onto people, animals, or use in the bath or laundry. Pure Air is perfect for dealing with dire situations, refreshing your dog between baths, or just before company comes. Pure Air is the most effective product you can buy to remove stinky pet odors safely. Find it at stores like Mud Bay, McClendon's, and Natural Pet Pantry, or visit their website, pureair.com. That's pure, A-Y-R-E.com. I'm Julie Forbes, host of The Dog Show. Pure Air is the only odor eliminator you'll find in my home. You'll love it.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Best-selling nonfiction author and gender expert Susan Marin reinvents herself at the age of 60 as a serious fiction writer. Her story of a prominent New York City woman exiled to the suburbs, Between the Tides, is cited as one of the summer's best beach reads. Join us every Monday at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 and find past shows at conversationslive.net.
The Natural Pet Pantry is Seattle's original source for wholesome dog and cat meals, offering 8 different protein options to accommodate your pet's dietary needs. Made locally using all U.S.-sourced ingredients, their freshly ground stews, raw or cooked, can be purchased from their 2 stores in Burien and Kirkland, most independent pet supply stores, or delivered right to your door. Go to naturalpetpantry.com for more information. I'm Julie Forbes, and my first choice for my pet's food is the Natural Pet Pantry. It's the educated choice.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio, Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk AM 1150. And we're back talking with Randy Astrom, who's one of the owners of the Natural Pet Pantry. She and her husband, Rolf, have been doing a great job with that beautiful food, both raw and cooked food for dogs and cats. You can find them online at naturalpetpantry.com. We're going to talk about some of the classes that you have coming up at the store and some events that you're doing. And I also wanted to mention I'm actually going to be at an event this weekend, not related to the Natural Pet Pantry, but actually in Kirkland. Invisible Fence has a Kirkland location now. And I'm going to be there from 2 to 3 p.m. this Saturday, offering free dog training and behavior consultations for pets and their people. So be sure to come by. There's a lot of other great things going on during this event, and it's at their Kirkland location, which is 12305 120th Avenue Northeast in Kirkland, Invisible Fence. 2 to 3 p.m., I'll be there offering free what they're calling therapy sessions for dogs and owners, so for dog training and behavior. So come by and say hi if you're in the area. And be sure, I don't know if that's near where you guys are, Randy, but Natural Pet Pantry store is located in the shopping area of the PCC in Kirkland.
So. Yeah, we are. And we like to say next to Teriyaki Madness, because that seems to be a landmark in Kirkland.
Mm. Okay, so now we've got trivia too. So you've got, but I want to talk about your event. So there's a Motley Zoo adoption event that you'll be at.
That's going to be at our store.
Oh,
so it's going to be close to you. Yeah, they can stop by.
Oh, sweet.
Between 11 and 3.
Okay.
Or between 11 and 1:45, and then get to your event.
Over. Cool.
So we'll have Motley Zoo with all their fun, actually dogs and cats.
Okay.
We're looking forward to that. Sunday, we're a sponsor of the Old Dog Haven Walk, which starts at 12 o'clock, goes to 3 at the Cromwell Park and Shoreline. And then we are now offering additional classes. We are very fortunate to have DRC Dent of Dog Snob, not with an S, Dog Snob. org. She's teaching classes that, I mean, they're a blast, and she's brilliant, and we are offering just a variety of classes, one being how to start a relationship with your vet, which I think is an important conversation to have. And then we have Gretchen Gilpin-Dietz, who will be doing animal massage classes. We'll start those again in the fall, and animal communication and different vets like Dr. Donna Kelleher, Dr. Martin Obrega from Mercy Vet, and there's just all sorts of fun things. But again, Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at our store in Kirkland and Sunday, Old Dog Haven at the park.
Great. And you can go to Natural Pet Pantry's website, which is naturalpetpantry.com, and just go to the events tab, and you can keep up with their events and classes as they come about. So the summer classes are listed. Okay, Randy, you ready for some trivia?
No, not really. I'm a little nervous here.
This is fun. We used to do dog trivia back in the day, Eric, all the time.
I remember. I miss it.
Yeah, well, here we go. So I've got some questions here. So this is like dog breed trivia. So just to give you that, not just dogs in general, but some dog breed trivia. Okay, you ready?
No.
Okay. Randy, name a dog breed that has either a curly or wavy coat by AKC breed standard.
Oh, that is easy. My favorite breed, I have two of. That would be Portuguese water dogs.
Correct. Randy, name a dog breed that comes in either black or brown, or black with white, or brown with white.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Portuguese water dogs.
Correct. Name a dog breed that originated to work with fishnets and as a courier from ship to ship or ship to shore.
I certainly hope all my friends are listening to this. Portuguese water dogs.
Name a dog breed that has two clips that are acceptable according to the American Kennel Club, the lion clip and the working clip.
This is really difficult. Must be the Portuguese water dog.
Two more questions. Name a dog breed that originated from Portugal.
The Belgian. No, I'm just kidding. The Portuguese water dog.
Okay, this one's hard. What's the name of the cutest Havanese on the planet?
That would be Rainy.
You are a dog genius, Randy.
I'd like to think so.
Okay, so that was...
Whoa!
That was some Portuguese water dog information, and just being a little funny with Randy because she has two Portuguese water dogs and a Havanese, but I know that that's one of your favorite breeds, so I thought it would be funny to do some dog trivia where all the answers were Portuguese water dog. And you know what? You got them all right.
It's amazing.
Good job.
Thanks.
So if your Portuguese water dog friends are listening, you can hold your head high. Okay, so Natural Pet Pantry, again, naturalpetpantry.com is their website. In the, what is the delivery range that
That's a good question. We go to all the way up to Arlington, out to the peninsula, I think it's, Tacoma, Fife, Gig Harbor, North Bend, Kirkland, Seattle, a lot of Seattle people. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Julie. Mm-hmm. And basically, the whole east side, the only where we don't go up to Bellingham, we don't go down to Olympia.
Okay.
And we're not over the mountains.
Okay. And that's talking about your delivery and then your home delivery. And then Natural Pet Pantry is also carried in a lot of independent retail stores around Western Washington, too. Is that about the same range?
It is. Okay. It is. We're really excited. We have great partners that promote our food, and being local, mm-hmm. being the truly only local raw that you can get in the stores, it's an honor.
Yeah. That's great. And again, Natural Pet Pantry does offer free consultations. So if you are, you know, have any questions or need any guidance or want to start but don't know how or aren't sure which formula to start with or whatever, Randy and her team are great at coaching and really supporting. You guys are so supportive of your clients. It's really awesome. Really committed and really supported, so you can always get in touch with them. Should they call the stores? I know you gave out your cell, but would calling a store, one of the store locations, be a good idea as well, or just to get directly in touch with you?
I'd ask them to call me at 206-850-0631. I have questions that will help. Every dog's different, and I just have a lot of questions.
Yep. As you should. Every dog is different, for sure. Thank you so much for your time today and for the wonderful food that you offer the dogs in this community. NaturalPetPantry.com is their website. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.